Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up. Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. I'm Gene Hodge. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes. Mr. Heinzman Dukes, how you doing this evening? We're glad to have you.
We are just fantastic, Gene. We come back for another new show.
All right.
About to end up this year in 2022.
All right, and our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
What's going on? Doing well here on Thursday.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Getting ready for the show. Bobby's the guy that makes us look good and helps everything work.
It's the middle of December. We're excited.
Yes, middle of the month, too.
We got one more show in this month.
Two
more shows.
But you got your Christmas show next week. Yeah.
Right, a Christmas show next week, so if you stay tuned. But for those of you kind of new to the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
All right, we are here ready to celebrate the holiday season, and we have a unique show for you tonight because my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes, is an entrepreneur, and we're here to help entrepreneurs, and so Mr. Dukes is going to share his thoughts on what it is like to be an entrepreneur. And so, Mr. Dukes, I'm going to be the one to ask the question tonight, and you be the one to tell us from your perspective what you have in store for us. And so, just going to say welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Mm-hmm. Gene. Mr. Gene have given me the mic, so I will take use of the mic for tonight.
We won't take it away.
We won't take it away. Okay. I thought about the time of the year that we're having right now, and in the entrepreneurial world, I looked at this topic and I says, is this the right time to become an entrepreneur? That is the question that I asked. And while I ask that question is because a lot of things have taken place here recently. To become an entrepreneur is something that you really have to consider. Encompassing a great and many aspect of business ownership. So if you're out there wondering, as you always hear Mr. Gene say, it's those ideas that you have. So So if you have those ideas, I would like to see you go ahead and start considering the fact to use those ideas, because now is the great time. You're getting ready to go into a great holiday.
Now, let me ask you a question, though.
Go ahead.
When you say it's the right time, you mean because of the Christmas or because the economic situation or?
Both.
Okay.
Christmas time and economical time. And right now, people have their minds not totally considered what they really want to do. A lot of people don't like what they're doing. As you always say, you know why people are not going back to work. So this is the opportunity to take that step out there to do what you really want to do and enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
Most people think they know everything about owning a business. Or I'll give you my perspectives of it by owning a business, a lot of hard work. But the end goal is what you receive after you achieve your goal in your business.
I just want to interrupt just for a second. Since you have a business, can you give us a quick, I don't know, 30-second, 40-second overview of you, what you do for a living or have done?
Let's say what I have done, Mr. Gene, because I'm really enjoying life now. I'm just blessed to be able to do this, to enjoy life. I enjoy the opportunity to be able to sit behind the mic with you and be able to, we can do some disagreement or some agreement. And then you have Mr. Bobby, who also helped keep both of us straight on the same note. So when you look at that, I started my own business a few years ago. I retired from the Air Force and I went into automotive repair. And while I was in automotive repair, I was invited into the classroom of high school, teaching young guys that we thought would be more interested in automotive than going to home economics, or we call food prep. But that was all right too. We didn't have a problem there with that. So as we looked at this thing, as I looked at it, when I left what I was doing in the military, I didn't want a boss, not no more. I wanted to be my own boss.
Oh.
So that was one motivating factor that I had, to be my own boss, to take a business that I thought was the greatest business in the world, which I know it is, and it still is the greatest business in the world, as far as you want to call it, the labor part. But yet and still, the pay is very good.
For some. Most?
Most.
All?
All.
Okay.
Most and
okay.
All. But the key thing that call if you're out there in the radio land and you want to listen to us, listen to Mr. Gene, call in and tell us what you think about the show. Call in. If you got any question about being an entrepreneur, I think I have a few things that can help you. I can give you a few pointers, and you might not want to hear them anyway, but yet and still, being an entrepreneur is a great challenge in your life. If that's your desire. Mr. Gene, tell us about a challenge that you had as an entrepreneur.
Well, we got to get ready to go to break.
Oh.
But.
All right.
I made a decision several years ago. I wanted to go do my own thing, which I believe many people like to. And I got told that I was an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
I just was one who decided to say, let me see if I can put together my thought, my dream, and help others to go do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in the training business, not the education business. I'm in the training business in order to help individuals to find employment based on what they enjoy doing and not jobs, but also to help our workforce to become more productive, because I know people are productive when they're doing what they enjoy. And so I decided to put something together that says, why aren't we using the natural abilities that naturally motivate people to do the unique things that they do?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have had some ups and downs.
Yes.
And that's why I'm on the show, is to share some of my ups and some of my downs. But we're going to take it.
And some of your riches.
My who?
Some of your riches.
I'm still waiting for those presents to come in. Okay, so this is
holiday
time.
My last thought before we go to break is that what I've learned in the entrepreneur world is that most entrepreneurs, for the wrong reason, they go into business. And we want to help you go into the right business. Do what you really want to do that you can be successful in that. So feel free to give us a call. Let us hear from you and see that we can help you If you have that idea and you really want to get into business, come on, let's do it. We'll come back to you after break.
All right.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
That's what entrepreneurs do.
Right, when the going gets tough, they jump in and they go through survival.
And they make sure it works. Right, that's why we want you to understand why entrepreneurs are so important. And right now, entrepreneurs are really stepping out above, right? And entrepreneurs really brought our country back so much. So what I was saying when we went to break was, a lot of people become entrepreneurs for the wrong reason. And those reasons may not be what will keep the business going. Because if you don't have the right reason, you're gonna lose that desire and that interest. But you must know the reason why you're going into business. And as Gene asked earlier, are you going in because it's Christmas? Are you going in because of the economy? Well, let me tell you from my experience, now is the time. Christmas is here, the economy is beginning to move, and if you have that idea, what do you think, Mr. Gene? You think it's time for somebody to go into the entrepreneur world?
I think that is, if it hits you that it's time, I'd say it's time. However, I want to add something.
Go ahead.
Don't think it's wrong, because you are the driver.
That's right.
And nothing beats a start other than starting. It's no different than somebody throwing you in the swimming pool and you keep saying, I'm going to jump in, and somebody has to push you, or you jump in and you find out you can't swim.
That do happen now.
So
the water can be deeper than it look.
It's part of learning to become an entrepreneur.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so
what's that.
Yeah. So, that good enough comment?
Oh yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And I mean, also tonight we are going to explore some of the reason why a person decide to become an entrepreneur, and the reality of becoming an entrepreneur. And if you out there has the idea why you think you ought to become an entrepreneur, challenge me. Give me a call. Let me hear from you. See if you really want to know that you want to be an entrepreneur.
Tell me the number.
I don't want to give you the number, but I will. Call 727-441-3000. And we're also on Facebook. You can go to Talk Tan Radio.
Tan Talk.
I mean Tan Talk.
Radio.
.1340@.com.
And put something in the chat.
And you can even chat.
YouTube is Tan Talk Radio Network, and
YouTube,
Facebook, I think, is Gene's.
Yeah. And also, you can send something in the chat. Mr. Gene, read the chat. I can't see it because since I'm on the one got the mic tonight, he reads all the tips and he might answer you back.
He gets a computer, you get a mic.
I get the mic. That's yeah. Right. He gets the computer.
Right, right, right.
Let's look at one thing.
Okay.
One thing tonight. We are going to explore some of the reason why a person decides to become an entrepreneur. I cannot really give you an answer to that. Only you can answer that. Because it's reality of what is to become an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have that idea and that desire, I beg you to step on out there on faith and do what you want to do. As Mr. James Priest, cool. Do what you do all the time. The thing that you love doing is what you do as an entrepreneur.
I make statements.
Sometimes. And they're good statements. when a person really, really takes that step of faith, they can see many different roles of becoming an entrepreneur. So, if you want to become an entrepreneur, and if you need a few points, call in. Mr. Gene is waiting to answer your question. Don't let him wait for the next 30 minutes. Give him a call. Talk to him this evening. Let's find out how can you do what he is already doing.
We will answer your question. Can you just clarify that? Because we have different experiences.
That is true.
And every entrepreneur has different experiences.
That's right.
And so the more entrepreneurs we hear from, or the more questions we get, then the number of ways to share the answers becomes the key.
That's right. That is the key.
Yes.
Some of the key points I would like to discuss will help make difference and enlighten you as you begin to, on your journey, as an entrepreneur, the road to becoming an entrepreneur. So, think about it. Mr. Gene gonna give you one point. He has a saying that he has 10 ways for you to become who you are, so.
Really?
Yeah. It is so great. But anyway, any of your old entrepreneurs out there, got a few minutes you wanna call in and talk to Mr. Gene and ask this question that I'm putting before you and before him, that we come on, we need some entrepreneurs that got already really want to call in and talk to us.
Teach some new dogs old tricks and some old dogs new tricks.
New tricks, that's right. We are here for you and you are there for us and we need you and you need us to make your entrepreneurship become greater than what it was yesterday.
Now, matter of fact, if he doesn't mind, we actually have someone, our producer, Mr. Bobby.
Yeah.
He
great.
He may or has the mind to become an entrepreneur.
He's almost
and,
there.
You want a? Is it a challenge or what? What
a challenge?
What's
question
my question?
Or
okay.
A observation.
The biggest challenge right now actually is the lack of understanding of networking.
Amen.
In my generation.
Yes.
You can't connect with anybody, whether it be online, in person, over the phone. It's just lacking.
You got it.
You're right.
And it makes it hard.
Very
you can't.
Hard.
It's like the ladder, and it's just it's like trying to get in the attic.
Trying to get over the top.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but Bobby, you're correctly that you find it, and now most people, if you see the when you go in stores, you can see the response you get from the cashier or from the individual that's fixing your sandwich, repairing your sandwich. Entrepreneurs cannot have that in their business because that is what determined to make their business. They must have good moral people that has good moral standards, people that have good refreshment, people that have smile on their face. It takes all that. And sometimes, even as an entrepreneur, you may have to smile when you don't want to smile.
Okay, so the entrepreneur needs to have these qualities first in order to have the staff.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And the connections and the followers, the people who believe in you and your idea and want to help you.
Yeah. You have to look approachable.
Right.
And so many people only want to assume the worst out of networking.
That's right.
And that, you're going to ask them for something they don't want to do, whether it be personal or in business or whatever, instead of just hear them out.
That's right.
All I ask.
And
I have
a comment I want to make since you mentioned it.
Okay.
You must, I'm going to use the word must, which I don't use too often, but you must do things in person, not in front of a screen, because all we can see is the top part of your head. But we can't see personality looking on a screen.
That's right.
You can't see kindness. You can't see helpfulness. You can't see any of that unless it's in person. So if your business is something that you are trying to get off the ground, you must get it out there to other people so they know you exist. Because anybody can use a business name. But
that's right.
How do you start and grow your business name? Because you're behind the name.
That's right.
Yeah.
And whatever happened going to fall back on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're the one that behind the name. And you want your name to be clear and clean.
I got another comment I want to add.
Go ahead, Mr. Jane. We'll let you make one.
It's not a comment. It's a thought. In order, when you decide to step out to become an entrepreneur,
yes,
it's important to understand you didn't start yesterday. You've been living your life along, probably knowing a ton of people, until you get to a point to where you say, I would like to go start my own business. Or that thought hits you. But you've developed a track record, whether you like the one you developed or not. But most likely, the track record that you have developed becomes part of the driver that allows you to say, I can start a business doing this.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because you've been doing that.
Right.
That's right.
So, Todd, why don't you just think about that.
And that same note, Mr. James, what is your personal feeling about the topic I said, is this the right time?
Ooh, you asking me?
Yes, sir.
I think it's the right time if you say so, because you're running the show. But it's also the right time because when you decide it's the right time for you, it applies to no one else on this planet. It applies to when you think it's right. And it doesn't matter whether it's right. What matters is that you take a step forward in that direction and find out what that step brings, because that's the only way you're going to get to the next step. It's a learning process.
Yes, it is.
Because the time...
Mm. I was just coming to you, Mr. Bobby. Come on, you're right on time.
I read your mind.
I know.
The time... Yeah. It's that part is industry specific. You're gonna know, you know, if your business centers around the holidays, you're gonna know that the end of the year might be the best thing. If your business works with government, you might know it matches their fiscal year. That's all, you know, on you. There's nobody's telling you there's a time
right.
you have to
because you're the driver.
You're the driver.
Right.
Yeah, you're the driver.
That's true. And the reason why that I think that is very important, that question is that, because I know a lot of people have ideas and they say, can I do it now when all this is going on? And a lot of small business entrepreneurs rise out of situations like these. They grow. And if they can make it through Christmas and the New Year, they will see their business totally to expand and just flourish. And that's why I feel that if you do it at the hard time, it's easy on the easy time. If you do it in the winter, when the summer comes, you're growing. All you need to do is continue to water the flowers.
Well, a lot of businesses come out of the hard times because that's what drives you to work the hardest.
That's right.
And then the good times is what makes you reminisce and remember that time.
That's right.
It's important to remember, for most people, the only time you do something different is when you pushed or forced to.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where a lot of the ideas come from, the thoughts of creating something different, a better solution. All those things come along when you feel boxed in or you're being pushed to go do something and you have to make some changes. But it all starts with you.
Amen. Very so.
We're going to take
a break and we'll come back here shortly. We're going to play some Christmas music for you, let you know that we are entrepreneurs and we know about a little bit about Christmas coming.
We'll be right back.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/ Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the Podcast Archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Just like the song say, don't let nothing stand in your way. Because we want to go higher. And the only way we can get higher, we got to be great entrepreneurs. Somebody need us out there. Somebody need you. So go ahead and step out on faith and present your idea.
You will have obstacles.
That's right.
So if you think you should not have any, that would not be a good experience. The best experiences was are when you go through them.
That's right.
So you can share how you came out of them with the other entrepreneurs. Okay, Mr. Dukes.
Entrepreneurs are individuals that wants to meet other entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs want to work with other entrepreneurs because whatever you offer, somebody else does not offer it. And it makes it much better. And I have to go back to what Mr. Gene said earlier. Being an entrepreneur, you must get to know the other entrepreneurs. Not only so much the other entrepreneur, you need to get to know the other people within your region or within your area so that you can they can work with you and you can work with them. And you will find your goal will come much easier. It's not going to be easy always, but when you got somebody else pulling the same way you're pulling and helping you, it's very easy to achieve that goal. And another thing I like to say, if you have a position and you determine what you want to do between there and this year, consider the fact is, one of the questions I feel that you must ask yourself before leaving that position, is this what I really want to do? Am I really committed to this idea that I have in my heart? You agree with that, Mr. Gene?
Somewhat.
All right. See, I knew that. Somewhat.
Never completely.
Never completely.
You will never get an A-plus in Gene's class.
We both agree. It's appropriate when we have differences. So I'm just going to say that the only reason I say that is because each entrepreneur, each person that wants to get started, they go through their experience.
True.
And no one is going to go through your experience.
That's
Most we can do is share our experiences.
That's right.
And times will get tough. And so, but I'm also going to say it's important to understand this word called commitment and what it means to you. But I'm also going to say it's okay to stop at some point and start something else.
Yes.
Because you might see something along the way. You're not breaking your commitment. What you're doing is possibly changing your business vision, or you come up with something else. But you being true to yourself is what the key is. It's only you are living your life, your dream.
Let me say this this way, as an entrepreneur, I have 3 children, and they're all blessed to go to college. And before they ever got out of college, they changed their, what you call it?
Major.
They changed their major twice.
Mm-hmm.
In the entrepreneur world.
They're normal.
They know him.
Yeah.
But in the entrepreneurial world, you have that same opportunity. But you also must realize an opportunity. In the entrepreneurial world, you need to ask yourself, am I going into business for the right reason? Do you have something to help somebody else to solve a problem? Or can they do something for you to help you solve your problem?
Mm.
And if there's a problem that you see that you feel you can't provide a solution for, then that's your idea. And for that, that's your solution. And that solution is necessary and is a visible one that you must stay true to it. Yes, sir, Mr. Bobby.
You know, you have an interesting point about the whole, you know, changing majors.
Yes.
Our education system, college system, whatever, seems to make it sound like it's a chore.
It's a problem.
What's the matter with you if you want to change your major?
It's a walk.
They don't make it sound like it's like Gene said, normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, you're not normal if you change your major.
I can understand.
No, I'm saying they.
I can understand coming in, you know, and discouraging people coming in undecided because, you know, you're spending mm-hmm. money for something you may never figure out because it may be you might be in the wrong place altogether.
Right.
Right. I see that. And that also, you know, helps the college debt problem, things like that.
Yeah.
But to tell people that they can't, you know, change horses mm-hmm. in the middle of a stream kind of thing. When that's not what it's like, it is much easier than that and much more common.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a problem because you're not. Most of your classes are already getting, you know, it's those classes in your next 2 years that are changing.
Rise.
Right.
Yes,
mm-hmm. It's you're getting closer to the end of your journey. That's where it's going to matter anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So why make it such a chore for students to do what they love? So,
now, I got something else I want to add to that, though.
Go ahead, Mr. Jane.
I don't want to offend you, but...
Not at all.
But some people, they're taught or told they should go to college.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an advocate of going to college at all. I'm an advocate because of a simple reason. Several simple reasons. One is people change their majors right in front of everybody's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So something might be missing. The other part of it is that there are so many entrepreneurs that never went to anybody's school.
Well,
they became entrepreneurs. And they got support from a whole ton of people and customers and all that sort of stuff. And
the world taught them what they need.
Right.
I can name some, but
now,
I won't do that.
I'm not going to give out any names because we're all humans.
Mm-hmm.
We make those decisions. And so the difference, but I'm going to say when you want to find out something, you go and get the information.
Right.
It may be the guy next door. It may be the person down the street. It may be going to school. But it's not like it's one thing because the entrepreneurs that help make this planet, they all have different experiences to introduce whatever their thing is that serves the world or serves people.
And if I may, that's what makes entrepreneurs so great in this country. In this country, I know. I've been halfway around the world. I haven't been all the way. I've been in some great, unbelievable countries. But in this country, you have that opportunity if you're willing to work hard and achieve those goals. And that's one thing I said in my last statement about leaving a position. Many people just want to leave what they have and don't consider the consequences when they leave. Or not having that reliable paycheck and having to bring the bottom line to themselves. Now, you must consider that as an entrepreneur, I'm going to tell you. Because if you have a good position, you got to make a decision. I want to do this because I know this will do something, this will be a solution to something. Then you must be willing to bite the bullet.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you didn't scare anybody away. Start banging on the table.
I hope somebody would come on in and call me and tell me.
Well, that's part of the, you know, when you started off the show, and weeks and months ago when we said that an entrepreneur is a risk taker, we gave all those, mm-hmm. you know, definitions.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be one of your major risks.
That's right.
You're going to have to, there's a jump from that workforce to, you know, being, you know, creating a new idea in the workforce.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, yeah.
No, I'm gonna jump in again.
Go ahead.
Just something to think about. We learned this word called risk.
Yes.
I'm just going to give you another way to look at it. Nobody takes a risk.
No.
Okay? Because when you have the thought or the idea, you step out and step into it.
That's right.
That's not a risk. The reason being is because you're the one doing it.
Mm-hmm.
The other people may be saying you took a risk.
Right.
But the doer is always doing what's in them to go do.
To do.
That's how come they get the rewards. Some get the rewards and some find another way and all that sort of stuff. But the doer is never taking a risk. The doer is always the one getting it done.
Always doing it.
Yeah.
And whatever it may be.
Yeah, so just think about it that way. Nothing's going to stay the same. If you decide you want to do something, start a business, whatever, only you can make that step. And you get whatever it comes. It's a learning process. Nothing's going to happen instantly.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a learning process.
And the thing, yeah. When the thing we are trying, I am anyway, we want you to know that being an entrepreneur is an enjoyable thing, but we want you also to know that being an entrepreneur takes some work. It takes some commitment. And you must be able to work with other entrepreneurs in order to achieve your goal, whatever it may be. You cannot start and stop. But you can, because like Gene said, that's normal. As you say, kids change their major 2 or 3 times in college. But they still do what? They graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever it be. So as an entrepreneur, you're either going to have a successful business or you're going to have a partially successful business, and you have to work even harder to make that business what you want it to be.
Ooh.
So entrepreneurs out there, young entrepreneurs, it is time. Time is near. If you have that idea, put it to work.
I got something else I want to say now.
Go ahead, Doc.
Since we're 45 minutes into the show almost, I want all of you entrepreneurs and wannabe entrepreneurs to know that we haven't told you one thing yet, but I'm going to tell it to you. I've been up and down and in and out. So that's part of becoming an entrepreneur. There's no golden road or path.
Amen.
You're going to win some, lose some. And the only question is how much do you want whatever you're going after? Because nothing is all nice and rosy and peachy.
That's right.
It comes from ups and downs, even though you have help in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't want any of you to think that we're telling you what to avoid and all that sort of stuff. I want you to know I'm not like Mr. Deuce. I've been up and down and in and out. I don't know where he's been.
trying to be successful. That's where I've been. And they take a lot of hard work, but I don't regret none of it because the pay is good at the end.
Self-satisfaction.
That's right. Self-satisfaction is great. Go ahead, Bobby.
But you mentioned something earlier, Mr. Dukes, about surrounding yourself with other entrepreneurs.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing about that is they don't all have to be in your industry.
No, it doesn't.
Because they shouldn't be.
They shouldn't
be.
You don't want it.
Shouldn't
because
be. Yeah.
Everybody deals with a bank. Every entrepreneur deals with a bank. Every entrepreneur deals with the IRS. Every entrepreneur has to set up a corporation of some sort.
That's right.
Every entrepreneur has taxes and things and needs accountants.
Yep.
So they all have experiences with this, and they all have different ways of dealing with these certain hurdles.
There you go.
So you're going to find that you have much more in common. The skill set that your particular unique service, that's you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But can't change that.
Other entrepreneurs can tell you the things that, you know, some people who have creative brains and need the support of those who are entrepreneurial, you know, who've had their own accounting services and stuff like that because they have no clue how to deal with taxes and things.
We're all good at something.
Thank you, Bobby.
We, we work jointly together when we think that way.
How much time we have, Bob?
You know?
I think we should roll into another little break.
Yeah, I think
it's
time for us to take a little break.
All right, okay. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I just don't want
to. We'll be right back.
We'll do it. We'll come right on back to this Entrepreneur Hour. Stay with us. Don't leave us. We love you.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Happy holidays!
Happy holidays!
Happy holidays!
Happy, happy holidays!
We're in that season.
We're in that season. And we are coming to you.
Happy holidays.
The Entrepreneur Hour right here on Talk Tan Radio.
Tan Talk Radio.
Tan Talk Radio.
Tan Talk Radio.
We want you to be a part of it. We want you to come on and be a part of our show.
He wants to see if you were listening.
Hey. Yeah, exactly so. Right.
All right.
A few things we want to, I like to say, as we get close to that time for Bobby to shut me off.
All right, I'll let you come back for another hour.
That's
but
on
Gene. Might
that's
have
on
to
Gene
be the host.
That's on Gene now. That's on Gene now. All right, but since we're talking about entrepreneurs, I would like to say that when you step right into becoming that business owner, one also needs to decide whether you, he, she, or it is going to be a sole proprietor or a partnership. Those are some things that most people never talk about. There are sole proprietors, and there are partnerships, LLC.
What's the difference?
Sole proprietorship means that it's all yours. Mm. You don't answer to nobody but you. Partnership, it could go any way you want it, depending on your two individuals. It could be 50%, 60%, 75%, or whatever. Mm. But that is the difference. One also needs to know the benefit of these two. If you are very smart like Mr. Gene, you want to be a sole proprietor.
What?
Because he already has all this down pat. See, I'm trying to catch up with him. Consider that.
I want to get something on record.
Okay.
We're recording, so go for it.
This applies to all of you. I heard this the other day. So I just want somebody on the radio said I'm intelligent. Just saying that I'm smart. I'm going to say that that none of you know whether you're smart, intelligent, ignorant. None of you know that. We tell you what you are. because you can't see yourself. So there's no way for you to know whether you're smart or intelligent or anything else, because you can't see you. The world sees you. Thanks a lot for that comment.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I knew
it's a terrible joke.
Don't too many people say that.
That's going to come in the next show. You're going to hear that statement in the next show. Who sees you? We won't go there. We won't leave that alone. We'll move right along. The two most is partnership and sole proprietorship. Both of these has good benefit, depending on you. If you trust somebody that you want to be able to go into benefit with, as a matter of fact, I've been in a few partnership myself, and they've been very profitable. But also, you got to be cautious on that also. But as an entrepreneur, you must consider these things when you jump. And I just feel like it's only right for us to give you some tips. We can't tell you what to do as an entrepreneur, but we can give you our experience. We can give you what we went through. We can tell you what we don't think you ought to go through, but we're going to tell you you're going to do it anyway, because you're going to do it your way, as Mr. Jean say. So look at it. If that's what you want to do and that's your idea, step out there in it and go ahead and do it, Bobby. It's waiting on you. And Christmas time is the time.
Why?
Santa Claus is going to bring it to you.
Oh, okay.
Well, you stumped him for the first time.
Okay.
All right. But briefly, I will say, briefly, sole proprietorship is an unincorporated business with only one owner by this. Like I said, it's you the owner. You did. Sole proprietorship or each to establish and dismantle due to the lack of government involvement. Make the possible ways popular with small business owners and contractors.
Okay.
So when you look at those things, consider the fact, but there's a lot of study need to go into your business. That's the only thing I'm saying. Gene talked about, we talked about college and all that. Well, I didn't go to college.
I did.
I only 12 hours from getting the social degree. I never did go back and get that. But I was very well, I think, educated through the military. I spent 23 years in the Air Force. I was able to go and get teacher certification. I taught high school for 12 years. And I'm just now living the life, enjoying it. Mr. Gene let me come and hold the mic on his show. I don't know when I'll be able to do it again, but.
You'll be there next week. I know. It will be.
We'll finish the year out.
We'll finish the year out. Yeah. You're walking papers.
Give them, buy two, get one show free.
All right.
But Gene, you know, something Gene said about college today, you know. The reason why it's not necessarily the greatest environment for entrepreneurship is because other humans are telling you how to do something else. They're not telling you to create something.
Right.
They're telling you how to do. They're not. They're telling you another human skill set is being transitioned
already established.
To yours.
There we go. Right.
Where instead of you developing your own skill set from maybe a broader variety of experiences.
Yeah.
Yes. And that is so true.
It's very important to understand that you are you. There's no other you on the planet. And
I don't think it could be two of me
different. Right. We are all different.
And that's not saying don't go. It's just saying if we keep pushing this as hard as we're doing right now, we'll have we'll have less and less diversity in ideas or which is funny because they always try to say that's how you get more ideas.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you'll be limiting experiences and you'll be narrowing the tunnel instead of getting rid of the tunnel.
And you will narrow that gap with unemployment.
Right.
That's one of the goals.
People think in titles when they go to college.
And
they don't think ideas.
They don't think ideas because they got thing already written out. You're going to follow the script. And I don't like following scripts.
I can see because this is spoken from the heart. Right here.
That's what separates.
Mr. Gene tells me all the time, I need to follow the script. I need to write something down. It's just the way it comes. That's the way it is. I just roll it right on out there. A lady told me the other day, said, "You don't mind sandwich holding your mind, do you?" I said, "Well, you know, that's me." Mm-hmm. But I love it.
I'll say it too.
I know it. But that's all right.
He'll say what's on his mind and not your mind. Right.
But the topic tonight is this the right time to become an entrepreneur? Is this the right time for you? Yes, it is, because you're the only one that has the idea. It doesn't matter what it's Christmas. It doesn't matter what it's Thanksgiving. It could be Halloween. Mr. Gene put on the Halloween show. He tells people how to go by getting jobs during the Halloween. I want to tell you how to go by being an entrepreneur for Christmas. And see what happened when the New Year rolled in.
Fake it till you make it in some cases.
No. We don't fake it. You're going to make it.
Oh.
You're going to do it. If you're going to do it, commit to it and do it.
Sure?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I would say that... The faking that statement holds true in certain segments of the process.
Very little process. You're gonna have very little segment.
Well, I just want to make sure we have a whole show here.
Because there are you know, like your Halloween show. There are masks. There are facades there you have go. To put on, which is where the fake it till you make it part comes, where you have to make people, you know. Yeah. You have to spray a little perfume on your idea or some cologne on your idea before you take it for a walk or something.
Thank you very much for attending my class.
Oh, you're very welcome. What does my tuition do?
Before we get out of here, Mr. Gene, I would like to say, you know, if it's all possible, you know, we'll be back next week if, you know, the good master allows to be. You know, there's a few more things I would like to continue with this Entrepreneur Hour. To help somebody out there to really look at what they are, some of the smaller things they need to look at to become an entrepreneur. I would like to make it so interesting to the individual that's thinking about becoming an entrepreneur that he's willing to step out and do what he want to do as an entrepreneur.
He
or she.
Oh, okay.
Or they.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, great. Are you done?
I'm finished.
Okay, I'm just going to say that thank you very, very much, Mr. Dukes, for hosting the show or putting it on. I learned a lot from you today, and it's good to hear things from a different perspective from a different person.
Thank you, Mr. Gene. My pleasure, my honor. Yeah. Thank Bobby for helping support me.
Yeah. Is it the right time? And it's the right time for you. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Mr. Gene had never said it, but see, I actually persuaded him to start this out.
What? Now all the secrets are coming.
Hate to break it to you, but I already knew that.
But grateful as things are, as we move on to a new show, which will be coming up right behind my show. Today, Mr. Hodge will be presented to you.
Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour
for the unemployment
job seekers.
Mr. Gene will show you how to get a job. I get an enjoyable job, not just a job.
But you're listening to My Way by Frank Sinatra.
Yes,
and I always say the things you like doing, enjoy doing, you always have been doing those things. So you literally have been doing it your way. We're just trying to get new entrepreneurs to take on the step to keep doing it your way because there are profits in there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have happy holidays out there to you. And stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.